This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALII. I am in such a good mood. I am in such a good mood. And it was something so tiny. It is the tiniest thing that put me into a good mood. And I guess I didn't realize that I was in a little bit of a slump or a funk because of this. Okay. So a few years back, I was driving with my son. And we get pulled over by a cop. Nice guy. And he wasn't a motorcycle cop. Motorcycle cops are kind of notorious for always giving you tickets and not being able to talk out of it. But, he was from a car, patrol car. Pulls me over for speeding. And it's a street that everybody speeds on because there's nothing that happens there, right? And I couldn't get out of the ticket. I had to pee, and I did have to pee. I was actually arguing with my kid, so I had to pee, and I was racing, and he pulls me over. And so that kind of sucks. So, all right, and I realized, being now middle age, I may never, ever get to talk myself out of a ticket. And I just suppressed that thought, went on with my life, and I didn't realize. This is why, when people say, well, gosh, old memories, how do people remember assault or, start getting happy about old memories is because something, gets locked up away in the brain and then all of a sudden it comes out. Well, yesterday it came out and I'm driving. I had to go for my mammogram and I had my husband come with me, so he could take a picture of me getting a mammogram, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And my husband tells me, okay, you need to slow down. And I was speeding a little bit because Corey, my husband, made me late. I was going to be late for my mammogram. And even though technically my breasts would get to the mammogram room before the rest of my body does because I'm a little large, I wanted to make sure my whole body got there together, right, at the same time. And right as my husband says, be careful, you're speeding, I look in my review mirror, and there we got a motorcycle cop. And I was like, no. But I was like, I just felt good about it because I'm like, you know what? I really love our police officers, and I love motorcycle cops. I know. Aren't they sexy? So Corey starts to get into the mode of he's going to rip me a new one. I told you so. And so I roll down my window, and I put both my hands up on the wheel so the cop knows that it's safe. And because, our window's a little tinted. I mean, we live in the desert, so, it's hot, and I don't want to, get skin cancer. So he comes up, and I go, hi, officer. I am so, and I owned it. I go, I am so sorry. I know this isn't an excuse, but I got my mammogram appointment, and I just want to get it over with. And I hand him my registration, and I start finding my license, and he just starts to laugh. And I go, I'm just serious. And he's like, where are you getting your mammogram? And I told him I was going to go to my mammogram. And he, he goes, you were speeding. I go, I know. I you would think I would want to, delay, but I got to get this over with. And it hurts. I don't like getting mammograms done. And now, mind you, I know I'm supposed to tell you guys how easy a mammogram is, but I'm being honest. And then he goes, well, can you slow it down? Now, I go, and now my husband, this is where it gets tricky, okay? I used to, when I was in my 20s, I had a whole choreography. I had a whole, presentation set up. I just had a whole, what's it called? When you have a, like a play or a symphony. Anyway, I had a whole performance set up. And when I see the motorcycle cop come up, I'm like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, number one is, I got to get out of a ticket. Number two, there's a lot of old instinct and old habits that are going to come out. My body doesn't realize I'm in my 40s. My mind doesn't realize I'm in my 40s. And I'm like, I got to be really, really careful. Number three is, I'm attracted to motorcycle cops. Number four is, my husband is next to me. How am I supposed to get out of a ticket with my husband being next to me? That and do it the way I used to do it. And then number five is, my husband's mad at me, ready to rip me a new one. All that was going on, and you know what? I did it. I came through. Now, thank God for the cop being cool. I thanked him for his service. I thought he was awesome. I told him to be safe. And maybe he thought, oh, and then, you know what I did? I asked him if he's getting his prostate checked. I was like, because then I'm like, you know what? Okay, the biggest favor I could do to a cop is now give him some medical advice. So then I asked the motorcycle cop, how's his prostate doing? And I don't know if he appreciated that, but my husband's sitting there going, okay, was this flirting or was this, but whatever it is, just please get us out of the ticket and stop talking. So he sat there quiet. I was really nice. I didn't have to show my breasts. I didn't have to do the, oh, you're so funny. I didn't have to do that. I made women proud. And I think I made the police department proud because I didn't lie to them and I didn't try to insult their intelligence by trying to act all. Cops don't care how sexy you look. They really don't. Their job is to make sure you're safe. They have a beat. They have an area of the city that they're in charge of. And if crap happens, it's on them. And so they are going to be very aggressive about making sure that part is safe. Whether there's a quota for tickets or not, that's not for us to debate. And so showing him that not only was I concerned about the safety of others, but about my breasts, I think he realized that, you know what, this girl gets a pass. And so whoever you were out there, officer, you rock. All you officers out there, thank you. And I got to tell you, letting us off, you know, really makes us like you even more. So if you want to increase your PR, let us get out of some tickets, you know, because it's really cool. But I can't say how much I respect our police officers. And that's the way you get out of a ticket. You own what you did. You respect them. You don't try to blame the acceleration scandal or city planners or whatever. Just tell them, I know that your job is hard and I don't want to make your job more difficult and I'm sorry. And they're really cool. 1-877-DR-DALY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that the FBI could possibly be finished with their investigation by today. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, for some people, they say, well, wait, that is just way too quick. They only had 3-4 working days. However, when the FBI gets involved, and they got a lot of, they got a lot of staff. And if they need to conduct interviews, there's no forensic, there's no DNA, they don't have to go down to the site because nobody knows where the site was. They can't interview the homeowner because nobody knows what home the party was at. They can't take a look at the roads and the distance and try to corroborate what Dr. Ford said because she doesn't even know where it took place. They can't go back and look at people who lived in the vicinity or the area because they don't know what the time frame is. So it actually, there's really not a lot of them to investigate. So their investigation is primarily talking to the people who claimed to know something and to be either present or not present. And so it sounds like they've interviewed Ramirez. That was a few-hour interview. They interviewed Mark Judge. I think Ford wants to be interviewed. And the problem with that is she already had her time. And so, you know, we kind of have this sense that there's this stalling. There's this, you know, and the interesting thing is, okay, let me just take a step back here. Let's say I was assaulted by somebody, and I have been. And I would want that person done in. I've already told you guys, since I made a very calculated decision to not say anything because I thought it would hurt my career. And I thought I would be looked upon poorly. And I made that decision to not say anything then. I'm sticking with it. I am. I mean, it's over. It was in the past. And I've had to move on. And there's no sense, you know, ruining the person's life for being a complete idiot. Especially since I don't think other people are at risk. However, let's say hypothetically, I wanted to do somebody in for something that they caused me. Okay? There's a process for that. And the process is, all right, well then, if somebody did something illegal, then you make a police report. And then you file charges. And then you, Brett Kavanaugh could be confirmed. And if Dr. Ford, or anybody, Swetnick, Ramirez, wants to, I guess, you could file charges against a Supreme Court justice. You could file charges against the president. You could file charges against anybody. Now, whether they're in office or not, whether it protects them, sorry, I think I'm sneezing. Oh, the sneeze didn't come out. All right. So whether the charges will stick or whether the process, you know, becomes a little muddied, that's something that for somebody else to debate. But this doesn't have to stop for Dr. Ford. If Dr. Ford is 1,000% sure that Brett Kavanaugh hurt her and she doesn't get the results she wants or what the Democrats want with this Senate hearing, and if the FBI says, look, we can't find evidence, I don't know where this came from, not that the FBI would say it like that, then she still can move forward. She could still, you know, it doesn't mean it just ends there. So I guess the reason why I'm saying that is there seems to be such a push to the focus is on delaying a confirmation when if we're really talking about sex crimes, wouldn't it be the focus, the criminal justice system? It seems like everybody's main goal is to prevent a vote. And if that's, and if somebody really is accused of a crime, then it would be, no, I want to get the authorities involved and I want to. And so I find their motives very suspect. And I'm confused. Now, something muddying the water is Christine Blasey Ford apparently had testified that she had never, I guess, you know, had a polygraph or worked with a polygraph machine before or whatever. And her former boyfriend, I guess an ex-boyfriend, who dated her between 1992 and 1998, said that she did help her lifelong best friend prepare for a potential polygraph test. The woman, Monica McLean, had been interviewing for jobs with the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office. And I guess Ford was helping her orchestrate how to get through a polygraph test. Now, that doesn't mean Monica was guilty of anything, but apparently she sought guidance, according to this one testimony. Now, who knows? Maybe he could be full of it. I don't know. And he said he never heard there was never any mention that she was a victim of sexual misconduct. He said he also claimed that Dr. Ford never voiced any fear of flying, even while aboard a propeller plane, and seemingly had no problem living in a very small 500-square-foot apartment with one door, apparently contradicting her claims that she could not testify promptly in D.C. because she felt uncomfortable traveling on planes, as also her suggestion that her memories of Kavanaugh prompted her to feel unsafe living in a closed space or one without a second front door. That's why, I don't know if you guys remember during the testimony, the topic came out of, you know, why did this come out in 2012, which is, I believe, when Mitt Romney had Brett Kavanaugh on his shortlist. And she said, well, when she was being, when they were talking about marriage counseling, the topic came out regarding a second front door. And they're remodeling their house, and so she needed a second front door to feel safe. Yet, I guess she's lived in small 500-square-foot apartments before. And he said Ford never expressed a fear of closed quarters, tight spaces, or places with only one exit. Now, she could have developed that. As memories come back, she could have developed that. But just, what? And I guess Ford had testified, I was hoping to avoid getting on an airplane, but I eventually was able to get up the gumption with some help of some friends and get on the plane. But she does regularly travel for work and hobbies, I guess. So, she had wanted a second front door installed in her home because of anxiety, phobia, and PTSD-like symptoms that she purportedly suffered in the wake of Kavanaugh's attack. Quote, more especially claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing. So, this ex-boyfriend's declaration, it is interesting, you know, I mean, again, everybody thinks she's full of it, and this may kind of help, you know, with that theory, but we're wasting so much time. I mean, all this news and everything going on right now, it seems like they're grabbing at straws. This throwing the ice story that where Kavanaugh got interviewed by the police because he threw ice on somebody and there was a glass thrown. Oh, my gosh. This has got to end. So what I understand is going to happen is the FBI probe will hopefully finish within the next day or two. Then they will give their report to the White House. Then the White House will turn it over to the committee. White House officials do not expect to comment publicly on the file. Some of you have asked, what is a lie detector? So lie detectors, let me just quickly go through that. It's very interesting. It's called a polygraph test, and you get these sensors that are attached to you. And it picks up signals from the sensors. And then you have a graph, kind of like an EKG. And what it checks is the breathing rate, it checks the pulse, it checks the blood pressure, and if somebody's perspiring. Sometimes a polygraph will also record things like arm and leg movement. So the questioner will start asking, you know, a few questions, control questions, making the person feel at ease, you know, what's your name, you know, how old are you? Although if somebody asked my age, I would start getting like, oh my gosh, you know, I'd start flailing, going, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm in my 40s. Anyway. And then they start moving to harder questions. And then the polygraph examiner looks at the graphs and sees whether vital signs have changed on any of the questions. If there's a significant change, like a faster heart rate, blood pressure, perspiration, it can indicate the person's lying. Now, I don't agree with that entirely because if somebody was asking me about a prior assault, my heart rate's going to go up. That was stressful. So I don't think lie detectors are 100%. However, they've been used and studied, and I think there's patterns of the heart rate going up and down. Like, at first, the heart rate will go up when you think of the assault, but then it calms back down as you talk about it, as opposed to somebody lying. It'll stay continued. 1-877-DOC-SELLY. Don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
The United States is officially terminating a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today from the State Department.
This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
Brian Brenberg is chairman of King's College. He has another reason possibly why Amazon may have raised their minimum wage.
Amazon wants to automate its operations. It's trying to get a lot of people out of its processes. Its competitors aren't doing that to the same degree, so they know this is going to hurt their competitors if there's a higher minimum wage more than it hurts them. So it's not all altruism here. Jeff Bezos is playing some pretty hardball strategy when it comes to the minimum wage.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, CDC apparently thinks that Americans can't get enough fast food. More than 1 in 3 consume fast food on any given day, according to the CDC survey. So fast food is still very fastly popular. I'm sorry, I really couldn't come up with something quick enough. I'm still on a high from getting out of a speeding ticket, so you guys have to bear with me. I'm just so excited I don't have a ticket. And, you know, and proving my husband wrong, that also makes me feel good. But anyway, back to this. So, the survey was compiled by the National Center for Health Statistics, and it shows between 2013 and 2016, more than 36% of adults, or more than 1 in 3, consume fast food on any given day. And fast food consumption did decrease with age. 45% of adults aged 20 to 39 ate fast food, while only 24% of adults over 60 had fast food as a meal or a snack. Yeah, a lot of 60-year-olds don't eat fast food. And remember, they come from the, you know, age of, I'm going to eat real things. I'm not going to, you know, they had real meals cooked. But a lot of younger people, their meal was McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken. So you would get a family meal from Kentucky Fried Chicken and feed the family with it. So I think younger people are more prone to that. They say men tend to eat more fast food than women, said the survey. Non-Hispanic black adults consumed more fast food compared to other races. They say a person's income also played a key role in how often they eat fast food. People with higher incomes were more likely to consume fast food than those at lower incomes. So these 99-cent menus, no, not seeming to be a big catch for underserved people, as wealthy people seem to have the car, go through the drive-thru, pick stuff up, the convenience of it. They say fast food restaurants have earned a reputation of serving meals and snacks, both high in calories and lacking key elements like fruits and vegetables. Now, several chains have taken steps to offer healthier meals. I guess, like salads. I don't think I've ever, I did order a McDonald's salad. I remember we got a McDonald's salad once. It was okay. It was like years ago. McDonald's announced plans to make Happy Meals healthier. They're reducing portions, cutting back on fat and salt. In May, regulations created by the FDA went into effect, requiring chain restaurants to start adding calorie counts to their menus. Well, I got to admit, you know, the Affordable Care Act has ticked me off and has really, you know, made my episiotomy scar burn. But the one thing I did like out of it was the let's have calorie counts on, you know, what the food you're eating is. Now, it's not exact. I used to work at Jack in the Box. When I had to add ketchup, yes, I would add a squirt of ketchup, but they weren't identical in every burger. You know, is every piece of cheese the exact same, you know, width? And, you know, for the most part, yeah, they're alike, but, you know, still, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, so you can't, you know, you still have to take it as an estimate, but it is kind of nice to go, oh, wait a second, that meal has a lot more calories than this other meal. Now, what's frustrating about that is, number one is, prices went up in restaurants. I saw immediately prices went up. They had new menus. They had to pay for new menus. They had to pay for the data. Yeah, prices went up. So I started to see chicken sandwiches go from $9.99 to $13.99. I'm like, what the heck is this? So it did allow restaurants to start upping their prices. Number two is, it allows a new form of marketing where if they need to sell something and push it a little bit more than another product, they could lower the calorie count. And and I'm a little concerned about how that's overwatched and overseen. So I'm a little nervous about that. But this fast food thing is interesting because as there's this push for minimum wage to go from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour, and every state is different. I think Washington, their minimum wage is at $10 an hour. I think states are different, but the federal minimum wage is still low. It's still in the sevens. And fast food used to be the franchises and the chains used to attract young high schoolers or college students that needed a job. I needed a job. I was able to make $4 an hour working at Jack in the Box, and I supported myself on it. It was rough, but I supported myself on it. It was really rough. And it gave me a step up, started a work history. Would I have liked to have made more? Yeah, I would have. And at this day and age, $7.25, it just isn't enough. However, if you start upping minimum wage with fast food, that 99-cent menu goes away. Your $5.99 burger goes away. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but some of these burgers at these fast food places are already getting close to $9. So fast food franchises are not going to be able to compete. And then they'll start to die off. Maybe that's good. Maybe we don't need this much fast food. Maybe we need people to, you know, try to eat healthier. But there's still a huge market. So with this 1 in 3 number, it shows we still have a long way to go. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us, when we diet, we want results now. And so we crash diet. And crash dieting appears to initially work. We skip some meals. We practically fast. And we see that we lose our weight. Temporarily. Until we eat something and the weight goes right back. Well, a study performed on rats found if you do crash diet, you're going to get more belly fat and weaker muscles. So on rats, they found limiting the number of calories per day not only increased the circumference of the rat's waist, but also thinned out their muscles. And a hormone known to reduce blood pressure became hyperactive in the rats. Now, this team was led by Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and this is being reported by Mail Online, warned that the two combined, increased blood pressure and belly fat together, could unfortunately increase your risk of diabetes, heart disease. And so you being a crash dieter, you could actually be doing worse for your health. So they split female rats into two groups, one where calories would be reduced, one where the diet would remain the same, and the reduced group had their calories slashed by 60%. That would be the equivalent of a human who usually eats 2,000 calories a day being dropped to 800 calories. After 3 days of being on a reduced calorie diet, the rats' weights were lowered, but the diet also caused cycling to stop, like menstrual cycle. And a number of metabolic functions decreased, like blood pressure, heart rate, and kidney function. But the cats having a normal diet, their periods were restored, both heart or their cycling, their heart rate, body weight increased. So 3 months after this whole reduced calorie diet, the rats had more belly fat than rats that ate a normal diet. This angiotensin II is the hormone they're talking about, and it does increase blood pressure. It's a mechanism we talked about where if the kidneys sense less blood coming to them, then it'll send off this cascade of hormones to tighten things up. They found angiotensin II rose, increasing blood pressure in those that were crash dieting. So we're not doing ourselves a lot of favors. And we all knew this. We knew that's a problem. There was a study in 2014 in the Netherlands where one group of subjects had a 500-calorie per day diet, the other 1,250, and at the end of the study period, the 500-calorie group lost 3.5 pounds of muscle mass, but the 1,200-calorie group only lost 1.3 pounds of muscle. So what's happening? Well, when you're crash dieting, your body is going into starvation mode. So it'll store up fat quicker than it used to, and it'll start pulling energy from your muscle. That's not what we need. And your body's not going to want to build up muscle because it's going to want to lower your muscle expenditure. The more muscle you have, the more energy. So it'll try to reduce your muscle. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 11 million people in the Southwest are currently under flash flood warnings because Tropical Storm Rosa dumped record rainfall on Arizona and heading up to Utah. It's been really cloudy in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. We haven't really gotten a lot of rain. But we do have flash flood watches in effect for Southern California, Nevada, Idaho, and even Colorado. Rosa is expected to head out of Arizona later today and then head up to Utah. Utah Governor Harry Herbert has declared a state of emergency in case of potential flooding. So it was downgraded from a Category 4 hurricane on Tuesday to a tropical storm, but that doesn't mean the rainfall isn't dangerous. And remember, we're desert. Where I live, desert is not designed for flash floods. Not that I would say back east is either, but, I mean, we don't really get hurricanes here. We get some monsoon, but nothing that dumps a lot.
Already, Arizona has received 2 inches of rain. Flash flood watches remain in effect for Southern California, Nevada, Idaho, Utah, and Colorado. And the National Hurricane Center says these rainfall amounts may produce life-threatening flash flooding. And you're looking at cars, you're looking at under, it's not good. Plus, we also have landslides. We've got this mountainous terrain, a lot of mountains and hills in our neck of the woods. So that, unfortunately, causes some very dangerous mudslides. And they say Rosa is also expected to drench Baja California with 3 to 6 inches of rain. Some areas could see as much as 10 inches. And the National Weather Service says 2.35 inches of rain was recorded at Phoenix Sky Harbor. Sky Harbor International Airport is the main airport in Phoenix, and Phoenix is the capital of Arizona. And so it's a very busy area. And so for them to get close to 2.5 inches of rain, that's huge. They say it made the rainiest October day since records have been kept, topping the 2.32 inches recorded on October 14th, 1988. It also marked the 8th rainiest day in Phoenix's history. Again, we're talking about Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix doesn't usually get a lot of rain. So, hopefully this ends soon. A lot of rescues. There were kids from small vehicles that were trapped in flooded intersection. Police firefighters had to rescue 6 people, including a small child, from another trapped vehicle. And the rescues were broadcast on TV, and thank God for, you know, all the first responders. So, we'll keep you guys posted, but there is heavy rain threat. It seems to kind of be shying away from Nevada and heading right to Utah, Colorado, even parts of New Mexico and Idaho. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's another case of this monkeypox virus. A health worker in northern England has become a third person in Britain to contract this rare monkeypox virus. Now, this person got it caring for a patient infected with the disease following travel to Nigeria. And we were concerned because about a week or two ago, 2 people had gotten it and they were unrelated. But this looks like there was a spread. The latest patient had been involved in caring for another case at Blackpool Victoria Hospital before the monkeypox was actually diagnosed. That's according to Public Health England. Now, monkeypox is a rare viral infection, and it does not usually spread that easily. Not like, you know, smallpox or chickenpox. Monkeypox is milder than smallpox. Most infected people will recover in a few weeks. Very rarely could it be fatal. Smallpox has been eradicated since the 80s, but in the U.S., but, you know, we still are concerned that labs hold the virus and, you know, can somebody use it as a weapon? Smallpox was nasty. Health officials said earlier this month that 2 people in Britain had been diagnosed with monkeypox in separate cases, but they were thought to be linked to travel to Nigeria, West Africa. These are the first ever cases of monkeypox in Britain. Third case has been isolated, is being cared for in a specialist unit. So, basically, you monitor contacts for about 21 days after exposure to detect anyone presenting with illness so you could jump on it. Just like kind of with Ebola, we hold people for 21 days. They'll wait 42 days since the last case before they declare an outbreak over, even longer. So, apparently, there was a large outbreak of monkeypox in Nigeria. And so travelers that, you know, go from Africa to London, et cetera, and London is a huge hub, unfortunately can cause spread of the disease. You know, it's very interesting. I live in Las Vegas, and we have a direct flight to London now from Las Vegas. That blows my mind. And we're talking we're not going over the North Pole or anything. Coming back, we did go over the North Pole. That was gorgeous. But going there, we go past New York, you know, the eastern seaboard, and head across the pond to England. And us having a direct flight to London is huge. It's wonderful. And trust me, when I get there, I'm nice. I don't bring up the taxation without representation. I don't bring that up. I don't bring up the roundabouts. When I was in London, I was very well behaved. I've only been there once, and we may be going back. So trust me, I'm very well behaved. But when you have these direct hubs, or these direct flights in these very popular hubs, even though that's fantastic for tourism, and it definitely helps from a money standpoint, what it does hurt is the idea of infectious disease being spread.
You know, we talk about like Montezuma's Revenge, where you go down to South America, or you go down to Mexico, and you drink their water or eat their food, and then you get diarrhea for days. They call it Montezuma's Revenge. And basically what's happening is your body is used to certain things, and your microbiome is happy, and everything's copacetic, and then all of a sudden there's something new the body doesn't know what to do with, and sometimes it'll just try to dump. In fact, my son and I, we have gotten like bloody diarrhea last time we were in Mexico. Really scary stuff. And so maybe we do pick up a pathogen. I don't know, but it's something that our body isn't used to and then, you know, decides to fight. But the one thing I learned is when we transplant ourselves across the world, which is not really a natural process, you know, you're only supposed to get to from one point of this earth to another on foot. That's how our bodies were designed. Maybe, yeah, you can, you know, climb up on a horse, you know, but the idea of designing wheels and designing cars and designing trains and planes, that's not what our bodies were designed for. So if you need to acclimate to a new climate, then you need time. And we don't give each other time. If I wanted to be in London, I could be there right now by midnight if I left right now. And then if I wanted to be in Africa, I could be there by tomorrow. Well, is that enough time for the body to acclimate? No. And so it puts us in a lot of danger when we have these infectious diseases that, you know, some people might be immune to. I mean, we have found people that were immune to Ebola. And we got to figure out how and what's in their immune system, you know, in Africa, such that we could reproduce it. But some people did not get affected by Ebola. Well, why? Did they have innate immunity? Was their immunity sharp, such that when Ebola did come its way, it was able to fight it off? What was it? But you put Ebola in America, we're screwed. So we need to be very cautious. Just because we've expanded and we're able to travel and get to Hong Kong and Japan and, you know, Berlin and fly to all these places, right? Direct. I think there's even a direct flight to Berlin from where I live. That's fantastic. But boy, am I jumping a lot of longitudes and, you know, obviously introducing myself to a whole different microbe terrain and vice versa. And what could I be bringing back to the States? I mean, look at what happened with that measles outbreak. There was this huge measles outbreak, and they say it's centered with a bunch of immigrants that had come to, or visitors, foreigners that came to Disneyland. Well, we're all pretty much vaccinated against it. Why did we have an outbreak? Well, because maybe it was a different strain. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.